is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
Michael Wallace, Israel is warning Tehran will burn if Iran continues to launch missiles at Israel. The BBC's Hugo Bashega reports missiles were fired at Tel Aviv and Jerusalem.
It was a long night of attacks across the country. Sirens sounded, alerting people of the threat from Iranian missiles. There were loud explosions here early in the morning in Jerusalem as the air defense systems tried to intercept some of those missiles that had been fired by Iran. One of those missiles hit a residential area in a city south of Tel Aviv.
At least three people were killed there. Iran says 78 people have been killed by Israel strikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the people of Iran after attacking their country, urging them to rise up against their government.
We're in the midst of one of the greatest military operations in history. And as we achieve our objectives, we're also clearing the path for you to achieve your objective, which is freedom.
CBS's Sam Vinograd says it's too soon to tell how effective Israel strikes have been.
We're still waiting for the battlefield assessment when it comes to Iranian nuclear stockpiles and attacks on nuclear sites. But Iran was closer to a nuclear weapon before these Israeli strikes than it ever was before.
Israel claims it has killed nine of Iran's nuclear scientists. Tel Aviv's airport is closed, as has the airspace over several Middle East countries. CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson has a preview of today's military parade in Washington, celebrating the Army's 250th birthday.
Soldiers dressed in Revolutionary War uniforms to the Army's main battle tanks, which weigh in at 80 tons apiece. Nearly 7,000 soldiers will march along Constitution Avenue from the Lincoln Memorial to the Washington Monument, passing the White House, where President Trump, on his 79th birthday, will be watching from a reviewing stand.
Last night, U.S. Capitol Police arrested dozens of people who were protesting the parade and the deployment of National Guard troops in Los Angeles. Though King's Day protests against Trump and his policies will be held in hundreds of cities across the country today, in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has deployed 5,000 National Guard troops to keep order at those demonstrations. A portable cell phone charger is being recalled.
More than 1 million power banks are under recall across the U.S. after some fires and explosions are reported by consumers. Electronics maker Anker is recalling certain PowerCore 10,000 power banks because the lithium-ion battery inside can overheat, posing fire and burn risks. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says those who bought the chargers are urged to stop using them immediately and contact Anker for a free replacement. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The company says it's received 19 reports of fires or explosions and two minor burn injuries. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Game three of the Cards and Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals to play game three of their four-game series at American Family Field. Jose Quintana will face the Cards' Andre Pallanta. The last night, sixth inning, St. Louis had two base runners in a game tied 2-2. So Pat Murphy came out to the mound to replace Freddie Peralta. But then, at the last moment, the Brewers manager says he changed his mind.
The players play the game. I believe Freddie when he said, I got some more. You know, I wanted to check with him, and I got some more. And Arenado has been really good against Freddie. I think everyone in the ballpark thought we were taking him out. And I think, you know, when I trust a guy, I've been around Freddie for how many years, and I trust him. And I knew that it was a moment for him that he could get through, and that would maybe change some other moments in the future.
Peralta got out of the jam, and the crew went on to win 3-2. NBA, the Indiana Pacers lost to the Thunder last night, 111-104. The best of seven series now tied at two games apiece with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 66. Clear tonight, 57. Sunshine and near 70 for Sunday. On Monday, a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the low 70s. On Tuesday, scattered showers and storms, 81. Right now, it's 58.
You better find some. Like the Jefferson Airplane, Timeless Hits on WRJN with Rick Johnson. And yes, of course, I definitely know that Brian Wilson, Beach Boys, has passed away last week. I do have a song or two I'm going to play in a little while for you. Not just yet, okay? But did you also know that Sly Sylvester Stone passed away last week? Him too, yep. We lost a couple, and it was from Sly and the Family Stone. Of course, Family Affair was one of his biggest hits in Everyday People. And I chose one of his little lesser-known hits, but we'd like to play homage to Sly Sylvester. I know that a couple times he had shown up late at some of his concerts, and, well, that didn't turn out too well, but basically an accomplished musician, too. Sly Sylvester Stone. On WRJN, here's Stan.
Try to make you crawl, and they know what you're saying.
Sly Sylvester Stone, March 15th, 1943, June 9th, 2025.
From Radio Park to the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
You gotta understand. Hey-ya. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-ya. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey-ya. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time. Setting suns
Corbett and a little bit of Sugarloaf, Green Eyed Lady at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, we've got it all for you. And as a bonus, we've got the Racine Raiders. That's right, tonight they're continuing their season against the Phoenix, Arizona Outlaws. It'll be at historic Horlick Field, so you don't have to go very far to see them. It'll be a lot of fun. WRJN, we're going to air that game featuring Don Wadowitz on the play-by-play. Pre-game starts at 6:45. Kickoff will be at 7. And Raiders football, sponsored by the good folks at our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults, Rasmussen's Diamonds. Ooh, diamonds are a girl's best friend, guy. Providing, don't forget that. They provide Racine's beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturnevant's vinyl destination, and Kelly Friesema of XEX. Let's try that again. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Why? Because you're always on Tropical Time here at WRJN.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Holy baby. Love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this group is just great balls of fire. Ooh. love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you mind. That you turn the hills and I twiddle my thumb. Real nervous, somebody show him. Great balls of fire.
Mm-hmm. What do you say about a guy that married his 13-year-old cousin? What can you say? Countdown coming up here in about six more minutes on WRJN. The year 1966 for the WRJN Capsule Countdown. That's right, coming up next after The Searchers. Called Needles and Pins. No, actually, great stuff. Searchers at WRJN. It's 8:30, time for the WRJN Capsule Countdown. As promised, we're visiting the year 1966. Probably as a childhood, one of my more favorite years. Not that that matters, but a lot of good music in 1966, too. And July 13th, though, of 1966 in Chicago, all I have to do is say this name, Richard Speck. You know what happened, right? He broke into a nurse's dormitory and murdered 8 of the 9 student nurses who lived there. Man, that dude had to be screwed up. Gemini 10 is launched from the United States, also in 1966. And May 5th, the Montreal Canadiens defeat the Detroit Red Wings. Get the my teeth out of the way. They defeated the Red Wings to win the Stanley Cup in ice hockey. And what was going on in your radio? More specifically, July 9th of 1966. Here's what was on your radio.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
And then along comes Mary.
9.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black.
8.
Strangers in the night.
7.
Ooh, Jack.
Ooh. 6.
Wow, thing. I think I love you.
5.
You don't have to say you love me, just be close and have.
4.
My baby does the hanky panky.
2.
In the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
1.
Paperback writer. Paperback writer.
Standing by for the number 3 song on this date.
Number 3 song, 1966, would be July 9th. A West Coast group called the Syndicate of Sound. They were holding down number 3 spot. Little Girl on WRJN.
Hey, little girl, you don't have to hide nothing no more. You didn't do nothing that hadn't been done before. You see, she thought she'd get away with the going out on me. Yeah. Other girls did it. You didn't think of nothing new. You did it too.
For you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
And coming up next hour's Capsule Countdown, about 9:30, is going to be 1972.
WRJN.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence.
That's been a whole lot longer than I've been around. We've been giving you local news and timeless hits like this one. Ray Davies, the Davies Brothers, the Kinks, and You Really Got Me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Long. if you need a friend.
Call me whenever you need. I'll be there. I mean, what the heck? Don't forget, we're going to be down at Harbor Fest this afternoon. The crew here at WRJN, love to meet you. I love meeting my neighbors, talking to them live and in person, and it's just a lot of fun. So make sure you check it out down by Lakefront. We're going to be at Harbor Fest this afternoon. The gang here from WRJN, come down and join us. Also, when it comes to sports, Packers, Brewers, Raiders. Hey, we got them all for you, too. And nobody does a better job of covering all that than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Mike's a great guy. He really is. And he has recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and the Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays. See the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. 59 degrees under partly cloudy skies here at Radio Park.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Racine Harbor Fest rocks the lakefront with more nonstop fun, mouthwatering food, and live music starting at noon. It's five solid bands for you to enjoy with your $10 admission. It all caps off tonight with all the heart-pounding rock from Heart to Heartbreaker, a tribute to Heart and Pat Benatar. In the powerful high-octane country of Bella Kane. Go to RacineHarborFest.com for all the details. Don't miss the final day of this ultimate summer celebration. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight.
Beatles at WRJN. And, of course, I had mentioned Sly Sylvester Stone. He had passed away last week. We all know the Beach Boys did, too. And I'll tell you what, the crew here at WRJN, they've done such a wonderful job of, talking about his accomplishments and what he did. I got a couple of songs, not right in a row, but I do have a couple of Beach Boys songs for you this morning. One of them is coming up right now. Even Paul McCartney weighed in.
Brian Wilson sort of proved himself to be like a really amazing composer. He eventually came out with this God Only Knows. I just think it's a great song, melody, harmonies, words. I love it. It's my favorite Beach Boys song.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew that baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. Crying out to meet you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Now's the time to go and see the preacher, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Red bells are gonna chime, baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love.
every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
La, my boyfriend's back. Oh, look out now.
My
boyfriend's back.
Well,
I can see him coming, so you better get up running all right now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Local news and timeless hits.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel is launching more attacks on Iran after some Iranian missiles made it through Israel's Iron Dome, killing at least three people south of Tel Aviv. Israeli Brigadier General Effi Defrin heard through an interpreter.
We're working with full collaboration with our partners around the world, but I will not expand on who they are.
Iran has said it will retaliate against countries that help Israel. Iran's top diplomat calls scheduled nuclear talks between the U.S. and Iran unjustifiable after Israel's attack. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Multiple U.S. officials tell CBS News the special envoy, Steve Witkoff, still intends to do that sixth round of talks in the coming days with Iranian officials, still to be determined where that exactly would happen, what that exactly looks like. Trump portrayed it as Iran, quote, having a second chance. But the Iranian foreign minister said that Israeli aggression against Iran has, quote, diverted the course of diplomacy. So it remains to be seen whether Iran wants to come back to the negotiating table, as the Trump administration is looking to do.
On this No Kings Day, there will be protests against President Trump and his policies in hundreds of cities. Peter Hosey is organizing some of the demonstrations in the San Francisco Bay Area.
We're telling our attendees, if you see any violence or any crime, keep moving, move away from it. Don't let that be part of our event.
In Florida, Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey has a warning for protesters who attack his deputies today.
We will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead.